Prepare to die.
Mischke Broadcast, Black Sheep, bunch of black sheep. How much is too much for gas? Among Americans planning to drive this summer, and I think that's everybody, the gas price per gallon that would cause them to consider selling their car? Well, 30% said $2.24. 24% said $1.99. 17% said $1.74. 13% said $2.75 or more. How much is too much for gas? I think they're all wrong. I think the sky's the limit. I know my country. I think Americans love their cars so much they'd pay $10 a gallon. I think they'd just appreciate every half mile a whole lot more. Every block their car covered would be treasured, because there wouldn't be a lot of blocks they could afford. And some people would just cruise down their driveway and back. Some would just sit in their cars. And some would say, screw it. They'd take out a big old loan and head cross country doing 90. I actually think gas could one day reach a price where the guy at the pump would be an actual OPEC oil minister, turban and all. Fill her up, Sheik. Huh? Here's my gold bullion. I went to a gas station the other day that didn't have self-serve. This gas station did not have self-serve. It just had full-serve. And was that odd? I was a kid the last time someone else pumped my gas. But this fella comes up and says, everything's full-serve here, mister. What do you need? And I said, throw a buck in my tank. Let's see what I got. Throw a dollar in my tank, check the oil, the tranny fluid, the differential, the power steering, the brake fluid, check the tires, wash my windows, and come back when you're done looking like you earned your day's pay, all right? All right, sonny boy? How old are you anyway? And the guy says, 54. And I said, well, then you should know where an air filter is, huh? Check that, too. And if it's dirty, I'd like it spit-shined, do you follow? I messed with his head, you see. When I paid him the buck, I gave it to him in dimes and nickels, and I told him next time I'd appreciate it if he'd check his uniform in the mirror before strolling up to my car. I don't want a flaming grease monkey at my window. Bring a change of clothes and have your pants pressed. He said he'd never met anyone like me, and I took that as a compliment. Then I reached into my back pocket, and I pulled out a box of Chiclets and tossed it to him. I said, the gum's on me, friend, but I expect you to return the favor on my next visit. Then I tore out of there. Full service is great. I'm making that my gas station from now on. That's my gas station from now on.